Tuesday morning, Bear Country 95.3, going online with Mick from Montague Webworks. Hey, Mick, how are you?
Hey, Kevin.
Snowy morning. We're stuck inside, and we're going online. Where do you want to go, my friends?
Well, we are still in the middle of our schooling.
That's right. We're schooling.
Website schooling. If you have a website, things you can do, especially regarding Google. And we're gonna do a recap sort of on an episode we did a couple of weeks ago about Google My Business.
Is this a pop quiz?
Well, I had a call this morning from a customer who said that they did a lookup for their business. They typed in their business name into Google, and they came up with two records.
Uh-huh.
Remember I talked about that data map where it comes up on the right side, and you have photos and the phone number and the website and the hours of operation, et cetera. Well, they had two of those records, and one said that they were closed, and then the other one had the wrong hours altogether.
Oh, we got to fix that.
Got to fix that. So, again, if you've got a business, do a search for your business name in Google and see what happens.
And do it frequently, right?
And do it frequently because sometimes, you know, someone will say something. I mean, I work with Cleary Jewelers and there was somebody that kept on saying that the place was closed. Like they were reporting.
Wow.
Somebody else was reporting that her business was closed and she called me and I said, you got to log in. You got to take control of your Google My Business account. It'll say, is this your business? ? And then you click it and you sort of follow their thing. They'll send you a text on your phone or an email or something, and you really start to, you got to take control and then make sure that no one else can change that information. So I just want to say one second, like, where this information comes from, because she said, how does Google get that information?
Good question.
And I thought that's a great topic to talk about. So here we are. When you register your business with your town, they take in all the information that you give them, and then that's part that feeds the state's base map of businesses, and all of these companies like Google, Manta, Merchant Circle, Yelp, all of these businesses that list, all these websites that list businesses get their information from the state, which is fed by your individual town. So if you never register your business with your town, chances are your website, your business will not show up on the web because that's where it starts.
Hmm.
And then you just got to go in and make sure, or if you're starting a new business, go and create your Google My Business record by yourself. But it's critical that you go in once a month or so, do a search for your business and see what it says. And then if you are the owner of your Google My Business record, you can just log in and fix it. Or if not, you can click the link that says, is this your business? And follow the wizard and then take control and clean up any information that's out there. Because, you know, nowadays people aren't picking up the yellow pages. They're picking up their phone and they're using the voice thing. They'll say your business name and it'll just come up and it'll say whether or not you're open or what your phone number is right there. They're not even going to your website. So that really is the fulcrum. That's the critical entry point for your business on the web. So fix it. And if you need help, give us a call, I guess.
Mick from Montague Webworks. Remember, Montague Webworks is a part of our 30% off store. We're still in March Madness 50% mode, and
it means
those gift certificates. No, it's a good thing, Mick.
Oh, it is.
It means those gift certificates are in 50% off mode. $100 gift certificates for Montague Webworks, only 50 right now, and you can use those towards consulting work on your own website. Mick will stop by and give you the lowdown right there. He'll school you in person.
That's right. you'll get it from the horse's mouth.
Mick from Montague Webworks. Hey, take it easy, buddy.
You too.
It's Bear Country 95.3.